Thank you. down on the ground and suffocated me with his whole body. And then he told, during it and after it, he told me that after I got raped and during the time that it was happening, he told me that my parents knew that my parents didn't love me, that my parents, you know, thought I was a slut, that they thought very poorly of me.
What did he say to you to get you into that trap? You remember what he said? What did he say? What did he tell you about your mommy?
He was in the hospital.
Tell me again, what did he tell you?
He was in the hospital.
He told you your mommy was in the hospital? And what did you say?
It was really true.
And what did he say?
Yes.
And so you got in the truck because he was going to take you to the hospital?
He gave me a nasty magazine.
And what did you say to him then?
I don't want to see it.
They were out playing. There was half a dozen other kids right out front playing. They wanted to take the dog for a walk out around. Mikhail was riding the bike, and Kimber, our other daughter, was... She had the dog on the leash. They went out walking. They came back. Mikhail came running in and said she heard the ice cream truck, wanted to know if she could have some money so they could get some candy. So I gave her 50 cents, and she ran back out with her, got her sister, and they went down to the corner, which is just four doors down, to wait for the ice cream truck. And a little bit later, Kimber came in, said she was tired of waiting, that the ice cream truck hadn't gotten there yet. And I said, well, it's time to come in anyway. It's, you know, starting to get dark and it's getting cold. I said, go get your sister. So she went back out to get her, and she was gone. She was left alone for about 3 minutes.
That was a young, pretty little girl that this bitch was showing me. I couldn't even tell it was me. I've been a junkie, convict, whore for 10 years since that picture was taken. And he's like, this is you, this is you. And I'm going, sort of, but not really.
I certainly didn't know when I was 15 years old and that somebody stuck the first needle in my arm, that it was as addictive as it is. And I mean, it was a joke, it was a game. And I mean, I had a 39-year-old inject me with the first shot of cocaine I ever had when I was 15 years old. And I swear to God, if anybody did that to my kid now, I'd probably have their fingers broken once a week and continually do it. And when they healed up, do it again.
Whenever he came back in, his pants were unbuttoned and unzipped. They climbed over on top of him. And he put his forearm in my throat. And he was trying to choke me out. I started to pass out. And whenever I did, I stopped struggling. I stopped trying to fight him.
Sir, this is what you spent your time doing, waiting for Sally's daughter to grow up. I know you're fond of questions, so here's some fucking answers. We're gently rewriting some history and make believe it's all about empathy and compassion. About your brain months as a prostitute. The art project gone bad. The trip over Christmas to get the money for an abortion. 400 euros in your hand that you swore you couldn't find another way. I'll pay it gladly. I caught you going through the rubbish again. Empty blister packs of silver film citrate. Why do you want to worship that sickly grey the shelf by your bed for dreaming of who the fuck knows what! Dress. You can
I'm gonna go get some more.